And you hear it taught. You hear it talked about and taught in groups like this. And people say, well, go into the forest and get quiet and you'll hear the still small voice. Peace Pilgrim says that. There's a wonderful teacher named Peace Pilgrim who says her whole spiritual path started that way, by taking walks in the forest and just getting quiet and getting in touch with quote-unquote God's will. So, never worked for me. So if you're one of the lucky ones who has a sense of what people call the still small voice, and even more lucky if you know how to hear it and know what to do about it, then you're quite blessed. You're quite well off. Then at least that part of things is done. You don't have to find the way to find out what that means and how to connect with it, how to hear what it's saying. And everybody who's here has certainly heard some kind of, in some form, some kind of calling from the beyond, or else you would never come to a meeting like this. Some kind of message from way out there that says there's more than meets the eye. And for some people, quite clearly, a divine presence, or God is, or truth is available, or, you know, all the phrases, which are all true and all basically synonymous. But there's something quite unique about what they call the still small voice. So I just would like to encourage you, I guess, to understand better that that phrase is very, very limited. One of the reasons it never did much for me is I never heard the voice, still or loud or small or large. So I guess it confused me, and I don't want you to be confused. So it doesn't have to be a voice. It doesn't have to be still. It doesn't have to be small. It's just an inner urge, an inner sense, an inner knowing. And it can be quite mundane. It can be quite matter of fact, all about just everyday stuff. Don't think of it as it has to be grand and profound and about something big and spiritual. It's very real. I guess what I'm saying to you, since I wondered about it for years and had no clue what it meant, now I know it's very, very real. And everybody's got it in there somewhere. And if you think you're the exception, you're not. But I would like you to recognize that it comes in many, many different forms. For some people, it's just an inner knowing. For some people, it's a feeling. It rises up as a feeling. For other people, it's a clarity of mind. It comes as a thought. It can come in any way, shape, or form. The real point about it is that it's always crystal clear. Now, that doesn't mean we're always crystal clear about it, or hear it, or know what it means, but from its side, it's crystal clear.